And we're lucky enough to be joined by Sam Zickman, AFL Sydney Community Football Manager and AFL Sydney commentator. Sam, good afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me on. This is fantastic and love the music there playing me in. That was fantastic. Love listening to that as well. But no, great to be with you.
Thanks so much, Sam. I'm so interested. Can you tell me a little bit more? How did this sort of deal with KO come about? Because we're so lucky that we are able to be able to stream to air and actually be able to watch it for free instead of having to go to the actual game. So how did this sort of develop?
Yeah, it was a concept that was born a couple of years ago. We feel like we've got a really attractive product in football in Sydney across our men's and women's Premier Division competitions. We've got ultimately what's, you know, sub-elite football in the state is played at Premier Division level in Sydney, and we knew we had a really attractive product. So we thought about the brands that we wanted to align with and what was an aspirational target, and we thought, look, KO's, you know, a brand synonymous with sport and high-level sport. And off the back of that, we started a conversation with their procurement team about whether they might be interested in picking up our content. They came and looked at our games for the first 4 weeks of last season. They came and watched and saw the quality and had a look at the production value, because we were streaming games. We were doing it to Facebook Live and not to any streaming platform. And after 4 weeks, we signed a one-year agreement with KO, which was for 40 live stream matches last season, which was a men's and women's match each week of the season, and then all our finals. Obviously, COVID got in the way of that, and we only managed to play half a season. But thankfully, it was a really productive relationship for both parties, and we did the deal in 2022, which covered 55 live games across men's and women's, including the final series, which actually culminated on Saturday. We'll be looking to do a multi-year deal with KO moving forward. It's just a wonderful way to make our particular competition accessible, not only to our football community, but as we're seeing from some of the data, is actually accessible to others around the country as well, who might be looking to pick up some community football on the weekends.
Yeah, really fantastic to see that sort of collaboration come about. And as you mentioned, you know, moving away from Facebook to actually having that free-to-air TV platform, which is just fantastic. I suppose, have you seen much of that increased interest in local AFL from the new reach that you would have had by partnering with KO?
Yeah, we certainly have. I mean, in the years before KO, you know, the amount of people we're able to reach was far reduced on what we've been able to get since we've gone to KO. And even this particular season with the second year of the KO agreement, and KO's been great. They put together for those that are familiar to KO, there was an AFL tab last year, and now there's an AFL local tab, which stores effectively only AFL Sydney. We're the only community league in the country that sits on KO. So we have basically our own dashboard. We get our games pushed out to people who are obviously clicking on AFL. So, for example, if there's, you know, a few games of AFL on a Saturday and a couple of AFL Sydney games, well, if people are interested in AFL, they'll see those games as well, regardless of where they are around the country. So we've seen our viewership, you know, triple just from this year to last year on KO, and that would be multiple times more than we're getting when we're streaming on Facebook. And look, we've also been able to increase our production quality, bring in two camera shoots, as well, which really increases it, bringing in increased levels for points of height and things like that to make it a really viewable product. So when people are tuning into our games, they're getting a really good experience and they're getting to see our product at its best.
Absolutely. And I know you touched on an important point earlier. You mentioned that the climate of COVID has changed the way that people are able to access and be able to get amongst sport. And we know now that the season is over for 2022, but I suppose with this new platform do you expect that people are still going to be able to come out, get amongst it and watch the local footy? Or do you think there is going to be a sort of dependence on just the online coverage?
Yeah, I think nothing beats getting out there and getting to community venues to watch footy. We got a great uptake of our final series, which completed at Henson Park on Saturday. We had huge numbers through the gates throughout the final series and really good numbers online. So I think there's a place for both. I think where it benefits is, you know, for our footy community who can't get to games, you know, they might be travelling or away, you know, they live in a different state, they get a chance to watch it. But, you know, it's so accessible as well. We've got multiple venues, multiple games going. So there'll always be a place for people to get out, you know, sit on the hill and watch the footy. But having an ability to stream on a platform like KO, which you can access from anywhere, it's just made our particular competition incredibly accessible.
Couldn't agree more. And with the grand final of the Men's Premier Division last Saturday, you mentioned that there has been that sort of change of venue where it's historically been played at Blacktown. So fill me in, why have we got the change of venue? Who was playing and what was the result for those of us who didn't get to tune in?
Yeah, so look, Henson Park's the home of AFL Sydney. Blacktown's a really important piece of the puzzle for AFL in the state, and we do play finals matches out there, but AFL Sydney's positioned Henson Park. It sits right in the middle of a really important area for us, you know, in the inner west. It's really accessible for our clubs that are coming in from the west. It's incredibly accessible for the clubs that are coming from the North Shore and also through the east and in the Sydney city itself. So very accessible is one of the reasons why AFL Sydney's gone with Henson Park. And also that it's just got such history, Henson Park. It's a venue that, you know, our players love to play at, our clubs love to visit. It's a venue that's going to be undertaking a multi-million dollar upgrade in the off-season. Obviously, they're going to be, the Swans AFLW is going to be based there. So, yeah, it's a really user-friendly venue and one that our clubs love to play at. But there'll always be a place for Blacktown. The Swans are playing AFL out there last week as well. It's just great to have numerous high-level facilities to play at. The game itself on the weekend, it was UNSW East Suburbs Bulldogs who claimed the Men's Premier Division Cup in a really impressive performance against North Shore. They ran out comfortable winners in the end. They've actually won three premierships now in the last 4 years that we've actually completed the season. So the Bulldogs are setting up a pretty big dynasty, and they're certainly the team to chase in men's Premier Division. The women's finished up a couple of weeks ago. East Coast Eagles, they won the women's Premier Division title. They knocked off Manly. And for East Coast, it was a bit of a relief more than anything. They've been the dominant team for the last 4 years that hadn't won a premiership. Obviously, they've righted that wrong now and won it 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, great culmination to our season. Everything feels right in community footy when you get a chance to play finals. It was a really tough end to the year last year for our footy community not playing finals. But we've done it this year, completed season, and hopefully that'll build some momentum towards 23.